worrying about the gaps in your appointment book is keeping you up at night, then this episode is for you. In this episode, I'm going to share with you in full my entire 213 technique to stop you worrying about unfilled space in your booking system right away. Hi, I'm Adam Chatterley, and this is the Beauty Business Podcast. It's a podcast for people who run a beauty or wellness business. Basically, if you provide treatments or services for your clients, then it's for you. Now, whether you're a skincare expert, a lash technician, a massage therapist, esthetician, permanent makeup artist, waxing specialist, whatever your area of expertise, if you'd like to have more prospects, more leads, and more clients than you can handle, and if you'd like to be making more money whilst having more fun than you think should be legal, well, you're in the right place. So whether you're starting out or you've been in the industry for years, I'm going to be giving you the lowdown on the tools, strategies, techniques, and systems that will help you. Plus, I'll be offering some inspiration and philosophization to ensure you start having more fun, and more importantly, you're making more money in your beauty business as quickly as possible. We're proud to now have over 1 million downloads worldwide and hundreds of five-star ratings and reviews. This is the podcast specifically for independent beauty business owners. So if you want to check out all the episodes, the guides, the downloads, the links, and the giveaways, or you want to say hello and maybe ask a question, just head to beautybusinesspodcast.com. So often our best advice and our ideas come out when we least expect it, or when we're not in a position to necessarily remember it. Now, I bet you find yourself giving the same simple sage advice to your clients on a regular basis because you offer it while focused on a consultation or whilst you're actually performing a treatment. You don't always remember it, and you forget that not everyone in the world knows this wisdom, and possibly you even overlook its importance and its value. But something I've started doing really actively this year is reviewing the coaching calls that I have with my one-to-one clients and seeing what advice I give, what questions come up most often, and most importantly, what is really working best right now, today, so that I can share all this with you. Now, a case in point was last week when I was speaking with a wonderful client of mine called Kerry. And in our "Is there anything else on your mind?" portion, which we do towards the end of a call, she told me that one of the biggest things on her mind right now was the amount of gaps that she is seeing in her appointment book and how this was really stressing her out and keeping her awake at night. After all, when you're paying therapists or practitioners or technicians to work for you and they're not generating any revenue, then that money has to come from somewhere, almost certainly from you, or it comes off the profit that you're earning from your business. And if you don't have any team members and it's you yourself, then it's your time that is being unfulfilled and unpaid for. So on the call with Kerry, I proceeded then to outline and unpack this process that I've used for years, but then later on realized somehow that I've never actually shared this here on the podcast. And this is my favorite way to ensure that you never need to worry about the gaps in your appointment book ever again. And strangely, I know exactly how long I've been using this because I created it about 15, maybe more years ago when I was learning to ride a motorbike. Side note here, I never actually did get my motorbike license. And nowadays, since we've had kids, I'm actually banned from going anywhere near a motorbike by my wife. But weird side note, I did once learn to fly a plane. Anyway, if you've never ridden a motorbike, let's just say they go very fast. They're incredibly agile, which also means that they're really squirrely and at times super hard to control, which means what's hundreds of meters in front of you 1 second can be right there in front of you the very next second. And what's more, all the other cars and the buses and the lorries and all the other road traffic can't always see you or don't always know that you're there. So as the person on the motorbike, you have to be ultra aware of everything else that's going on around you so that you can react in time and take appropriate action. Now, here is where the lesson comes in. Now, one of the very first things that you learn, or certainly my instructor told me, was that you need to constantly scan ahead of you, 200 meters out in front of you, 100 meters out in front of you, and then right in front of you, and then back to 200 meters out in front of you, 100 meters out in front of you, and right in front of you. The reason for this being that you know then what is happening off in the distance, then in the middle distance, and then right where you're about to be. Because this means you'll know as soon as possible about that lorry that's braking hard and suddenly way off in the distance and how that's going to affect you. You know about the car that's about to change lanes just four cars in front of you without indicating, and You also know about that massive pothole that you're about to ride into any second. All of this so that you can take appropriate action and stay alive. Now, this concept later gave me the idea for this 2-1-3 technique for simple and stress-free appointment book management, which I'd love to share with you right now. So similar to riding a two-wheeled rocket-powered machine, you want to know what's happening with your bookings out in the future, slightly closer to home, and also pretty much right away. So 2 weeks, 2 weeks out in the future, 1 week's time, and then 3 days from now. That is the cadence that we've found works best for most beauty businesses. There are some exceptions, but that is the cadence we've found for most businesses. 2 weeks out, 1 week in the future, and then 3 days time. And here's how the whole process works. So every day, yes, every single day, you're going to look at your appointment book. You're just going to do this for like 5 minutes, maybe 10 at the most. You're going to look at your appointment book 2 weeks out from today. So literally the day that is happening in 2 weeks' time. And then you're going to look, do the same thing for the day that is happening in 1 week's time. So 7 days from now. And then also the day that is happening in 3 days' time. So 3 days from now. And then I simply want you to ask yourself one question as you look at each of those days. Is there more white space on that day than there should be? Now, if you're not familiar with the word white space, let's just get clear on this for a second. Now, white space, if you're not familiar, are gaps. Okay, this refers to when appointment books used to be done on good old-fashioned pen and paper and written as columns on a page of white paper. Hopefully you're not still doing that. Now, what you do is you'd scribble in your appointment on your column. Whenever you've booked it in, you'd probably put some notes on there. You may even kind of color it in a certain color so you know what you were doing. And therefore, any space that you hadn't confirmed as a booking remained blank white paper. Therefore, white space. And this, as far as I know, is a term that has continued on even through to booking systems. Now, generally speaking, unless I'm massively out of touch, generally speaking, people still refer to gaps in their appointment book as white space. So the first thing you need to do is you need to get really, really clear on how much white space is concerning for you in your business at each stage, because this will be different for every single business. So as an example here, if you look at a day in 2 weeks' time in the future in your appointment book, and you've got a total of 5 hours of white space in on that day, but you have a team of 10 people, then the chances of that 5 hours getting booked over the next 2 weeks is probably fairly high. However, if you're solo and you look 2 weeks into the future and you have 5 hours of white space, then that's probably of slightly more concern and therefore action needs taking. So before you do anything else, you need to get a really good sense of what's good in terms of white space for you, what's normal, and what is of concern. And I'll tell you exactly how to do that in a moment. But first, quick word from our sponsor for this episode. If you're a med spa or skin clinic owner, listen up. Now imagine a moment for a world where leads simply keep rolling into your business, where revenue breaks through where you thought it would get to, and your competition, well, they're left scratching their head, wondering how on earth you did it. Your answer, Podium. Now, we all know that the skincare industry is booming, but did you know that it's slated to skyrocket past $16.4 billion with a 15% surge just in 2024? And if you'd like your oversized slice of this pie, then standing out is not just an option, it's a necessity. Now, your prime clientele is very likely those savvy 35 to 54-year-olds, the ones that pretty much live online. They are searching for the best in the business. But here's a big question. Are you capturing those leads effectively, or are you leaving money on the table? Now, I would like to introduce you to Podium. This is the skin clinic and med spa world's ultimate secret weapon. Podium is a lead conversion tool powered by AI, designed to not only capture the potential leads that you want, but also convert them with precision. And the best part, it allows you to respond to your new leads within minutes via text using Podium's mobile app. So why not beat the competition? Don't just keep pace. Supercharge your lead generation, elevate your conversion rates, and watch your revenue soar. After all, who wants to settle for playing the game when you can change the game. To help you out, Podium has put together a brand new report detailing key customer communication preferences as we move into and through 2024. Now, this incredibly valuable report will reveal the channels to focus on and the best practices to ensure your time and marketing dollars are put to the very best use in order to gain the trust and the loyalty of today's med spa customer. Now, if you'd like a copy of the report for free, simply for listening to this episode, you can head over to beautybusinesspodcast.com/podium. That's beautybusinesspodcast.com/podium, and you can grab a copy of that report for free. Okay, so here's the easiest way to get a sense of what's normal, what's awesome, or what's scary for your business, because every business is going to be different, like I said. Now, all you need to do is simply start monitoring this today. Here's exactly what you need to do. Grab yourself a piece of paper or some form of document. Create a simple list, 3 columns. Head them 2 weeks, 1 week, and 3 days. And then simply start to write the amount of white space time in hours or minutes, whatever works for you, the amount of white space time that you have from today and track that over the next 2 weeks. And what this will do is it will give you a really clear idea. It'll give you all the data of how much white space 2 weeks out is remaining after a week and then after 3 days from now. And from there, you can get a really good idea of what's good, what's normal, and what's concerning for you in your business. Now, then you want to lock in those numbers. Those are your levels. Now, having done this, you're already light years ahead of where you were before if the amount of white space or gaps in your appointment was a concern for you and was at all affecting your levels of sleep. Because now you've got a process for monitoring it. You've got a process for evaluating it and a clear idea of when you should be worried and when you shouldn't be worried, because chances are you probably shouldn't be worried anywhere near as much as you do. And doing this simple exercise will also give you really quickly an idea of the volume of new clients that you might need in your business, because you simply won't have enough existing clients to fill up your appointment book all the time. Now, this is a different problem and one that we are extremely good at solving. And if you'd like some help getting more clients, I'm running a free workshop on exactly how to get more of the right clients in your business more easily and make more money while you're doing so, later on this month. So if you'd like to join me, all you need to do is go to beautybusinesspodcast.com/clients. That's beautybusinesspodcast.com/clients. You can join me on the workshop. I'll show you exactly how to get better clients for your business more easily and make more money doing so. Now, as far as this process goes, it's time for phase two. We'll call this taking action. Now, just like when you're on a bike, if you spot something of concern, the sensible rider, hopefully, takes some sort of action to avoid said obstacle and therefore the associated negative outcome. So what action should you take when you spot concerning amounts of white space in your diary at each stage of these three timeframes? So at the 2 weeks out point, maybe no action is needed. But remember, the sooner you take some action, the less likely that day will still have a concerning amount of white space at the 1 week point, and God forbid, the 3 days out point. So what could you do? Well, if you're like most people, you're a bit inconsistent when it comes to things like emails. Maybe your action is simply to send out an email to your list reminding people that you exist. You might, but you don't have to, include a promotion. It does help to get people to take action themselves sometimes. Perhaps you need to simply level up your social media game a little. Perhaps you simply need to look at your clients who haven't visited you in a while report. Hopefully you know how to get this and simply give them a call. The point is you are aware of the issue sooner. You take action quicker. The space gets filled before it becomes of any real concern and worry. Now, what about the 1 week out stage? Okay, this might be a little bit more concerning because it's nearer to now. Don't forget to look at your levels. Remember, this is the amount of white space you should be concerned about 1 week out. Because remember, some white space a week out is probably normal. So let's say you determine that there's more white space than normal and certainly more than you like there to be. Well, it's 1 week away, so a slightly more active approach is probably required. So you could use the same list of options that we just went through for the 2 week response. However, the chances of you needing to provide a bit more of an incentive for people to take action quickly and book in now might be a bit stronger. So how much white space you need to fill will help you determine the value of the offer that you need to put out there. For example, if you've got 3 hours of white space to fill and your average appointment length is about an hour, then really that's just 3 new bookings you need to find. So maybe you use this actual scarcity in your promotion. Something like special offer, only 3 of these available, book before they run out, that kind of thing. Now, if you've got a lot of white space to fill, then you might need to be a bit more generous with your promotion and your offer. But a big warning here, don't make your promotional offer so good that it actually ends up costing you more money than not filling those slots in the first place. But what about if there is still a concerning amount of white space at the 3-day point? Okay, word to the wise. This might be your situation right now. But the sooner you implement the 2-1-3 technique, then the sooner you catch things and the sooner you take action at the 2-week or the 1-week point, meaning the amount of 3-day out issues that you have tend to disappear altogether. But occasionally, they will happen. So what then? Well, if you've followed previous advice from this podcast, then you've possibly already implemented your VIP list, your last minute locals list, whatever you want to call it. But this is basically your hand-picked list of existing clients that love your services, are available at the drop of a hat, and tend to have a little bit of extra disposable income. Now, this is the ideal time to send out one of your special limited offer, try a new treatment, or upgrade to a voucher, or bring a friend for free type offers to your VIP list. Once again, make sure that whatever you're offering isn't going to cost you more than not having the time filled, or utilizing your own time or your team's time doing something else that is more valuable than simply filling the time slot at any cost. Now, this sounds crazy, but make sure you think about it because I see this happening more often than not. And if you're not sure what is going to cost you more, then you need to check out my Power Up Pricing training, which we'll put a link to in the show notes pages of this episode. Now, the other side of this, of course, is cost minimization. If you're down to the 3 days out and you simply can't fill the slot, or you don't want to create a big promo or a discount, and you have nothing on your things that need doing in the salon list for yourself or your team to do, then can you simply minimize the costs? Can you take the time slot to do something else in your life that needs doing? Could you use this time to go to the gym, to get some shopping done, to have coffee with a friend, and then steal back some of your own time on another date to fill with a client booking and kind of make up that time? If you run a team, can you do the same thing? It's not always possible, but you never know if a team member could really rather do with a couple of hours off this week due to, you know, needing to go shopping for little Jenny's cake or something like that. They might actually really appreciate it, and then it might be possible for them to make up that time later at a time when you can fill them with a client. There are always options, but the more you're aware of things sooner, and the quicker you take action, the more options you always have. And the big point here is, if you or your manager consistently monitor your appointment book on a daily basis using the 2-1-3 technique, and you understand your white space levels at each of those stages, then you'll never be blindsided by gaps, meaning you never have to actually worry about your appointment book again. So let's quickly review those steps to implement the 2-1-3 method and never have those sleepless nights worrying about white space again. So point number one, from today, make it a daily habit. Check your appointment book 2 weeks out, 1 week out, 3 days out into the future. Number two, understand what's good, normal, and quiet for you in your business. Number three, develop a go-to list of actions to take for each time frame when you notice those quiet spots happening. And as a bonus, if you notice some good or busy periods happening, try and identify the cause of those and then see if you can manufacture more of that happening in your business to further minimize any white space happening at all. Now, remember, take action at the 2-week phase first. Don't wait until 1 week out, and you'll almost never have any unused space at 3 days out at all. Now, if you found today's episode valuable, then please, please, please share this episode with just one other beauty business owner that you think would also find it useful. Just click on the share icon thing, send them an email, send them a message, something like that, and say, hey, you need to check out this podcast episode. If you'd like to share it on a Facebook group that you're in, please feel free to do so. The more people I can help with this, the better that I will sleep at night. So basically, by sharing it, you'll be putting me to sleep. That sounds weird. Anyway, implement the 2-1-3 technique and let's all sleep better together. Okay, this is just getting really weird now. I'm going to go. Bye for now. You've been listening to the Beauty Business Podcast. My name is Adam Chatterley. And if you've enjoyed this show today, then you must make sure you don't miss another episode. Just click subscribe in whatever podcast application you are listening to this on to be notified when a new episode is released. And if you'd like even more help starting, growing, or scaling up your beauty business, then just go to beautybusinesspodcast.com/help. And there are a number of resources right there to entertain, enlighten, and assist you in your business journey, no matter what stage you're at.